Chapter 14. The Amateur. By the end of the 21st century, there were very few sciences in which an amateur could hope to make important discoveries. But astronomy, as it always had been, remained one of them. True, no amateur, however affluent, could hope to match the equipment routinely used by the great observatories on Earth, the Moon, and in orbit. But the professionals specialized in narrow fields of study, and the universe is so enormous that they could never look at more than a tiny fraction of it at one time. There was plenty left over for energetic and knowledgeable enthusiasts to explore. You didn't have to own a very big telescope to find something that no one else had ever seen, if you knew how to set about it. Dr. Angus Millar's duties as registrar at Port Lowell Medical Center were not exactly demanding. Unlike terrestrial colonists, settlers on Mars had no new and exotic diseases to contend with, and most of a doctor's work involved dealing with accidents. It was true that some peculiar bone defects had turned up in the second and third generations, doubtless owing to the low gravity, but the medical establishment was confident that it would be able to deal with them before they became serious. Thanks to his ample spare time, Dr. Millar was one of the few amateur astronomers on Mars. Over the years he had built a series of reflectors, grinding, polishing, and silvering the mirrors by techniques that thousands of devoted telescope makers had perfected over a period of centuries. At first he had spent much time observing the planet Earth, despite the amused comments of his friends. "Why bother?" they had asked. "It's really quite well explored. It's even supposed to harbor intelligent life forms." But they became silent when Millar showed them the beautiful blue crescent hanging there in space, with the smaller but identically phased moon hovering beside it. All of history, except for the last few moments, lay there in the field of the telescope. However far it traveled out into the universe, the human species could never wholly break its bonds to the home planet. However, the critics had a point. Earth was not a very rewarding subject for observation. Much of it was usually covered with clouds, and when it was at its closest, only the night side was turned toward Mars so that all natural features were invisible. A century earlier, the dark side of Earth had been anything but that, as megawatts of electricity were thrown wastefully into the sky. Though a more energy-conscious society had put a stop to the worst abuses, most cities of any size could still be easily detected as glowing islands of light.